Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
That's not Nicola Duke goosing me. That's Halloween impression. That are you a big fan of Halloween, Nick?
Not at all.
I know. Okay. Well, the thing is, people get worried about kids coming around playing trick or treat. There's a strict code. I know it. Having kids, I know it. Thing is, if you have stuff outside your house like a pumpkin or that stuff is all dressed up your house,
they will come to your house.
Yeah, you are up for trick or treating. If you have nothing there, it's normal. People don't come to your house, you know, unless it's a bit simple. And if they are a bit simple, they come to your house. Then there's not. You can give them an onion if you want. They'd eat it. They're that simple. But people know the code, you know. So
we do have some emergency sweets in case they come to the door, but we're not going to have any lights on, and I think we might dress up to scare them off.
Yes, just switch all the lights off. That's it. Just sit there. And yeah. Get away. But my kids love it. I mean, my son woke up at 4 this morning saying, "Is it Halloween?" It's like it's Christmas, you know. So it's.
Do they not like Guy Fawkes?
Do you know what? It's bonfire. Not. It's complete. They don't. They sort of. It's not captured them as much as Halloween. Because I suppose with Halloween, there's more sort of costumes, more to do, isn't there? Yeah. They get more involved with it. They can't play with fireworks, of course. So I think they get more involved with Halloween. And I think it's
quite appalling that we celebrate burning Catholics at the stake.
Exactly. And also, you know, and the thing is, it's less commercial. That's why it doesn't catch on as fireworks. Yeah, yes, but people do fireworks at Halloween these days. But you know, America, trust America to. Really, you know, latch on to the commercialization, the power of Halloween, you know? So, anyway, let's have a look at some charts. Nicola Duke. So let's start off, actually. I'm chatting to Colin from Ascent Resources later. Very well-subscribed sort of private investor question-answer session, which I have about 70 questions submitted. I had to go through some of them. Some of them were a bit sort of colourful, shall I say. So what do you reckon on AST, Nick, of the chart? Of Ascent Resources, because they've done a placing recently at 1.66, I think it was, on the weekend via Priority Bid. What do you reckon on the chart, Nicola?
Well, I find that really interesting because, you know, when we looked at Ascent before, I was looking for the support level around 1.85 to hold in a rally, just in a sideways range, but we've dropped a little bit lower. But what we've done is we've made an ABC, bullish ABC pattern from the August 3rd high. So that means that we've made two equal legs lower and we've bounced from there. I was going to say if we lost that support, then we go a little bit lower. 1.6, sort of 1.63, 1.65 is a pattern called a bullish Gartley pattern. Very bullish. It's a trend continuation pattern. So if we reverse in this zone, between 1.63 and 1.78, we should see new highs and break out of this sideways range that we've been in. So that would be a back above 2.75. Yeah. So that's what I'm looking for. I think this is a bullish pattern as long as this holds. And I really like the reaction yesterday. So looks good to me.
Yeah, well, I say, you know, there's placings, it provides some fundamental support. So 1.66 is that placing at. So, okay, so let's go to the next.
I'm just going to say, people doing this, the confirmation, like we're below, although the moving averages are flat, we're below them all. So back above those clumped up but daily moving averages, and I'm going to say back above 2.21 is a really bullish signal in this stock, and we should see new highs.
Okay, we've got 5 minutes to cover three stocks. Here we go. Main Energy, okay. MYN.
MYN Energy, very sideways in a very tight range. The top of the gap from when we've dropped and made the big gap in June on June 27th, the top of that range at 0.35 is our problem. Every time we rally back to it, we can't close above it. And that's exactly where the 200-day moving average is now as well. So any close above 0.35, a daily close, is bullish. We should get back into the gap, and then we are heading to 0.61 next.
Okay, well, they did an operational update today, by the way. Next one is Nostraterra, NTOG, and they've done a Permian Basin acquisition, well, and finance update today. So it's rallying on that strongly. NTOG, what do you reckon, Nick?
We're looking at NTOG on the weekly first, because I want to show this week weekly range that we're in and how those highs, my target is 3.78. I'm bullish this one. And that's the highs from 2007 and the highs from 2016. I'm going to go quickly down to the weekly and we'll take a look at why we're bullish. You know, we've bounced twice sharply above the 200-day moving average. We couldn't hold above it when we did it in September. We spiked above it in the mid-October, and now we're solidly back above it again today. If we can hold above it, and so the pivot level's like 1.91, we should go back to the top of the range at 2.75, which is really strong resistance. A daily close above 2.75 means 3.75 and 4.76 next.
Okay, and the last one is Vesarin. Of course, they've done a deal with the Israeli aerospace industries to provide its sort of graphene to them, which is a good deal for them. And I did note, actually, I posted up the chart today saying it gapped up above a 200-day moving average, which is quite a good sign, isn't it?
It's a very good sign in Vesarin. Yes, as long as we hold above the as long as we hold above the 200-day moving average, there's the pivot level, though, I have to say, is a little bit lower. So I think if we can hold above 17, I don't mind us dipping below the 200-day intraday, but I'd like to see us hold above it. And if we do, then it is a bullish reversal. We should go back to the top of the big long-term trend line that I'm going to show you on the weekly. We need to head back to the top of the range and 2550. Above 2550, so that's your first target on this long, and then above 2550 is a bottom, and we should be looking for new highs above 36.
Wow, all right, and good morning, Mark Zimmer, the man. And Mike says, can you have a look at ADL quickly? This is Andlas Energy. ADL, we've got about a minute.
Andlas Energy coming up.
They've had final results out in a board restructuring, so and it's down about 12% today, I'm looking at.
You know, it's having a poke below the October lows today, and I'd really like to, I'd like to reserve judgment and see where we close. Obviously, we're still in a downtrend. If we can close back above those, above that 0.04 level, then, you know, we've got a chance of a hold. But otherwise, I'm afraid we should be looking lower. So where are we going to look lower to? I'm just going to quickly measure my fibs. And I'm going to do it from the December low to the March highs in the stock, because that's the last big swing lower, and it had a go at the 23.6, and the 1.618 is 0.03. So not long until we're, so if we drop a little bit lower, 0.03 is major Fibonacci support. If we don't hold on here, we'll definitely bounce from there.
Excellent stuff. Thank you for that, Nicola. And by the way, if you are listening on the podcast, you can see this video on our blog page, which is at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.